The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Totally Terrific Tuesday as we join together against the Kingdom of Darkness and the Kingdoms of the Worldly. First up, even though there is constant warfare all around us, there is one who is for us and will never forsake us. Next, false accusations and discouragement are the weapons of the enemy's schemes, but they will not prevail. And finally, God has a prescription for you and I wearing glasses that diminishes anxieties.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey now. We're asking you, what do you think? You can text us at 214-210-8483. Some of you think this show's kind of goofy. I don't disagree. 214-210-8483. You can do that for trivia, for praise reports, for prayer requests, anything you like. Also, you're welcome to call us at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, folks. Nope. And we're going to prove that with a new segment in about 2 minutes. You'll see. It's Just Radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right. A couple things I want to tell you before we get rolling. We do have a important teach that I want to get to. But I don't know about you, but I've just been hearing negative. I mean, there must be. You walk outside, it's like a wave of blah. It's like 1,000 Eeyores have descended on our country. And there's a passage that says, a merry heart doth make like medicine. Every once in a while, you just got to laugh. You just got to stop. Okay? First of all, we are children of the Most High God. And there is nothing going on that the Lord's like going, oh, no, I didn't know this would happen. Okay? So just relax. Take a deep breath. In. Out. Relax. The Lord is in charge. It doesn't matter what everybody's screaming from the mountaintops, in the sense of those mountaintops are not righteous or godly mountaintops. They're just get us advertisers mountaintops. So don't pay attention to that. With that in mind, I am going to give the terrific Tierra an opportunity to use her skills and wisdom in this very opening segment. So if you are not accustomed to listening to this kind of stuff, you have two choices. You can change the channel, or you can sit there and grin and bear it. And then the third portion of you, you can laugh. I am going to tell a Christian joke, and she is going to evaluate it. They are one-liners. You can use them anytime you want. I have stolen all this material. I have no reservation, because all Christian jokes actually belong to Jesus. So I don't care. He has the copyright. Okay, here we go. Here's joke number one. She's getting ready. Here we go. What time of day was Adam created? That's the what time of day was Adam created? Just a little before Eve. See? Uh-oh. I think we got a negative. All right, fine. Who was the fastest runner in the race? The fastest runner in the race. Adam, because he was the first in the human race. Okay, getting shot down here. Okay, why didn't they play cards on the ark? Because Noah was always standing on the deck. Okay, all right, not bad. Why didn't Noah ever go fishing? Because he only had two worms. Okay, here's the last one. Did Eve ever have a date with Adam? No, just an apple. There you go, folks. Just something to keep you going, to make you smile. Just laugh a little bit. It's okay. The end of the world has not yet come. And when it does, isn't that the greatest thing for us? Because then Jesus comes back and we're done. Then we go to the streets of gold and all this. I mean, that's what we want. A little bit of history, and then we'll get into the teaching. Today is I Love My Dentist Day. Yeah, you might want to buzz that one too, because I'm not sure if I can get into that. Yeah, a little bit. It's also National Leave the Office Early Day, which I think that's a good one. And then National Rotisserie Chicken Day. I'm not sure what to do with that. And this day in 1780, the Derby horses, the Kentucky, I think the Derby horse races were held for the first time. Sorry, 1835, P.T. Barnum and his circus began their first tour of the United States. 1835 on June 2nd. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Let's see. Marconi received a patent for his invention of the radio. Since we're on the radio, we kind of feel that's important. Yeah, I would go with that one. And then this is totally cool. 1966, first successful U.S. soft landing of a man-made object on the moon. It was called Surveyor 1, and part of its mission was to study the lunar soil in preparation for the Apollo missions. So that makes perfect sense. Now you're just having too much fun. See, I've given her such leeway. Now she's like, okay, this is it. I'm having fun.
I know you got me started now, David.
I know. And what's worse is it's only going to get worse. Let's do our first trivia question. Throwing it out there, you can text us, 214-210-8483. And here is the first trivia question. By what action from the Holy Spirit was Jesus declared to be the Son of God? This is coming out of Romans chapter 1. By what action from the Holy Spirit was Jesus declared to be the Son of God? Ooh, that's some pretty intense stuff right there. We'll get to that in just a little bit. 214-210-8483 for those who think they know. Also, you can call in at the 972-445-0770. While you guys are trying to work on that one, I'm going to get into this teaching out of Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 8 through 9 says this: all of them conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it, but we prayed to our God. The enemies of the kingdom of God, whether those enemies are in the flesh or whether those enemies are demonic, remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Whether that enemy is through people or it's through demonic activity, there is a conspiracy together underneath that comes to fight against Jerusalem and to cause some kind of disturbance. Let me tell you something, if you don't realize this right now, in your Christian walk, the enemy desires to fight against you, to conspire against you, and to cause a disturbance. Now, I'm not talking about a disturbance. You ordered a pizza and it's 15 minutes late. That's not a disturbance. It's an issue of patience and productivity. I'm talking about the things in your life that you know are just so disrupted, so disturbed, that there's something going on at a level that you can't even quite grasp all of it. The Lord has not fully revealed it to you. You know it's there. It's pending. You should be aware that there is a conspiracy against you in the spiritual realm of darkness. And if you don't know that, you need to know that. And if you're like, I've never had any spiritual warfare ever in my life, then you're one of those Christians that has never done anything to cause spiritual warfare. And that's probably not a compliment. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying that's probably not by the greatest thing, okay? So what I'm trying to come up with there is to give you this understanding that there's a conspiracy, there's a strategy, there is a disturbance. You ever heard that expression? There's a disturbance in the force. Remember that? Right? Star Wars? Right? You've heard that, right? Okay. Well, in your life, sometimes you can tell there's a disturbance or something is going on that's just way beyond the realm. And it's the enemy fighting against you. He might be using human people. He might be using circumstance. He might be using just straight out warfare against you by throwing doubt in your direction or fear in your direction or hopelessness in your direction or discouragement in your direction. Nehemiah was getting all the people together. They had a purpose and a cause. They were building a wall to give security to Jerusalem. And as they were putting it all together, people stood against. And they were causing a disruption. Now watch this. But, and by the way, in the dictionary, but means on the other hand. On the other hand, we prayed to our God. You want to know the solution to that disturbance that you're going through? You want to know the answer to the conspiracy that's put up against you? Do you want to know what the real answer is in regards to any form of spiritual warfare that's leveled against you in order to discourage you, in order to dissuade you, in order to put your faith away, in order for you to put your hope away, in order for you to feel helpless? The answer to that is praying to God. Spending time with God in communion is your strengthening. It is your empowering. It is your anointing. It is your equipping so that you can stand against the arrows of the enemy, that you can hold up the shield of faith, that you have all of the necessary warfare armament that's required of you and given to you in Ephesians chapter 6, all of which is then sold over or brassed over, or what's the word? Polished over, that's the word, for all of that by prayer to the Lord. Prayer covers all of that armor. And that daily armor that you put on, prayer is what makes it shine. It's what makes it work. It's what makes it move. And so what I'm telling you is when you have conspiracy against you, when you have a disturbance in the force, when you have things that are coming against you that are trying to create a hopelessness, you have a solution. It's the same solution that Nehemiah talked about in verse 9, but we prayed to our God. And did you know that in that prayer time, they found victory. And the enemy did not succeed. Because there is somebody that is for us, that is somebody that is on our side, that loves us, that stands by us, that will never abandon us. And that's who you connect through prayer. That's who you get in touch with. That's who you commune with to find strength. You got that? That's the answer for the disturbance in the force, okay? All right. The answer, by the way, to the trivia question, what action from the Holy Spirit was declared, from what action from the Holy Spirit was Jesus declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection? By the resurrection, Romans chapter 1, verse 4. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483 is the text line. So we call that the text line. And then additionally, you can also call us 972-445-0770. Let's throw out the next trivia question. See, that last one was a little tough because I gave kind of like a theological thing. We're going to go a little tougher on today's show because today's show is a little tougher. According to Romans 15, so this means that if you go to Romans 15, you're going to find this answer. Okay, that's what that means. Why should we accept our brothers and sisters in Christ? According to Romans chapter 15. Very specific. Gives you a chance to really check it out. If you know the answer, you're welcome to text us, 214-210-8483. You are also welcome to call us, 972-445-0770. According to Romans 15, there's only one answer, so I can't, you know, I can only move you in that direction. That's the best I can do. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. We were a little short, just a little bit, in May, and we would like June not to do that because you can't be short, short, short. And then if we're short, 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 we're going to have short, short, short problems. And so we want to get rid of that. So if you have any opportunity where you feel you can give, or you're just like, it's cool and it doesn't put you in a bad position, or you want to give it unto the Lord and kind of invest in the kingdom and sowing and reaping, then we encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org. Go down about one third of the way, I think, down the site. There's a place to give. You can always reach out to me if you have to or want to give in some other fashion. That's what some people actually do. We encourage you to do it. But if you can't do it, we encourage you to pray for us. We encourage you to partner with us through prayer because we need that. We need that more than anything. I need the power of God and the grace of God and the understanding and the wisdom and the insights of God and his partnership more than I need any bank account. I need God. And so that's why I would ask you to pray and join in partnership that way. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. David at Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up to the east side, moving on up to the deluxe apartments in the sky.
MenofGodMoving.com. It's so funny. Every time I get ready to do one of their reads, I hear from either Mara or Johnny, you know, who are the owners. It's so weird. It's like, how does that happen? Only the Lord can pull stuff off like that. If you have any moving needs and you are aware that sometimes moving can be very, very costly, we encourage you to get in touch with Men of God Moving because they will give you a great discount if you tell them that you heard it through the David Spoon Experience. They've already done that for people in the show. And we would suspect that they will do that again for you. menofgodmoving.com. You can go to their website. You can go to our website, hemustincrease.org, or you can reach out to Johnny by calling 817-707-7672. 817-707-7612. All right, so now what I'm supposed to do is this next teaching, but I'm just getting this little, I don't know. There's just this thing inside of me that says that there's a few people out there that are feeling more hopeless than they need to be feeling hopeless, and I think I'd rather address that if that's okay. The next segment, we're going to be really diving into the Word of God. Actually, we're going to be talking about understanding the power and the purpose of the Bible, which is really quite powerful. I mean, what I'm going to share with you is like, you're going to go, whoa. But here's something that I want you to know. So I'm not unlike you. I go home and then I drive home and it's 35 miles, 35.5 miles. So it's 40 minutes to 60, depending on what's going on. And I'm not unaware, just like anybody else is not unaware, that if you're driving in these last couple of days, you're just hoping, well, I hope I don't get caught up in something where there's some kind of big thing where all these people are on the freeway, and as whatever the cause is or whatever group they're with, it does mean you're not getting over 2 hours. I mean, that's what it means. And it's like there's people that get more angry about that than some of the injustice and some of the stuff that's going on. And then there's more people that get angry about, you know, the media, and more people get made. And here's the thing. The thing is, you can get so absorbed that you get irritated one way or another. And that's the thing that you'll hear me do on this show, that I try to get people to move into this place where, look, if you're more focused on the Lord, these things will have less power in your life. That's just a reality check. Now, I don't have any problem with people having different opinions and positions, although there's certainly strong evidence all the way biblically that we are all one in Christ, if a person is in Christ, by the way. That whole, we're all the same. The Bible says we're all one. No, it doesn't. It says we're all one in Christ. So people that reject Christ, not a part of that. So I'm just saying, get out. You're not it. Okay? That's like everybody's a Red Wing fan. No, they're not. Okay? So I'm just saying, just to separate that out. But what you don't want to do is get so absorbed. And this happened during, if you guys, this might be a little back there for some of you, but during 9/11, when we had the disaster with the Twin Towers, I'm telling you, every person I knew spent almost every waking minute watching the news. And they were so absorbed. And it's not that you didn't want to be informed, and it's not that you don't want to be informed, but they were so absorbed that there were syndromes created for people that became news addicted. And it's like, that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to be so addicted to all the stuff that's going on and, oh, well, now it's a disaster and, oh, we went from a virus and now we have some riots and now we have protests and then protests and riots and they shouldn't even be together, but somehow they're linking them together and there's all this mess and stuff. And it's like, look it, not one thing has happened to this country that has caught God by surprise. There's not one thing that's happened in your life that has caught God by surprise. And for all those people that are feeling the drain, and why I say that is because if you are too connected to the world, this is draining. It just drains you. And what you need to do when you're drained is the same thing you hear me say all the time. You think I say this stuff because I'm trying to be some kind of like Bible thumper. I don't get any money for you to spend extra time with God. I ask for money for the ministry. But if you spend time with God, it's good for you. It doesn't help me. And so I'm asking you to spend time with God because it's in the presence of God that you will find peace that enables you to endure. It's in the presence of God that you will find hope and that you will find faith. In case you're not aware of this, 1 year from now, this will not be this. You know how the virus hit and then it was like, nobody, you know, are they blowing this up? Are they doing this? We can't figure it out, da-da-da. And then all these things changed, right? Notice that they don't even talk about that. It's like almost completely removed from the discussion. Well, what do you think is going to happen a year from now? We're going to be into another discussion. There's going to be another disaster. There's going to be another thing that people are going to be looking at. And there's going to be something else that you're going to focus on and something else that's going to absorb your energy and suck you dry. And that's what it's going to do. And that's because that's its intent. Is because Satan is still poking at the world. The world still operates in sin. It's still in defiance to God, and it drains the life out of you because sin is a killer. And why you need to go into the presence of God, and why you need to spend time in fellowship, and why you need to get more worship songs in your life is so that this stuff doesn't completely deflate you. What you need is hope. And our God is a God of hope. He's the one that created life. Now, he knew it was going to go wayward. He provided a way of salvation for us to kind of navigate through. So if that was the case, and the life of Christ was the solution from God to bring about redemption for mankind, do you not think he can navigate you through this time? After all, he navigated us through eternal separation from him. So I get this impression that God can navigate us now. And what some people do is they get so absorbed in it, they can't see with faith. What does the scripture say? We walk by faith and not by sight. As much as you think you're seeing and as much as you think you're understanding, if for 1 second God pulled the veil off and you saw all the angels and all the demons, you would be jumping up like, oh my gosh, what's going on around here? Just like when Elijah had to do that for his servant so he could see all the chariots, the flaming fire chariots. It's just the same principle. We just don't always see what's taking place. But there is a trust, right? What was Job's really big sin? Was that he did something bad? No, he didn't know what God was doing or what was going on, so he justified himself. Instead of just justifying God and saying, whatever you got going on, okie dokie. Maybe he didn't use the word okie dokie. I use okie dokie. I even say that to God, okie dokie. He knows what it means. Here's the bottom line. God is a God of hope. Do not get so absorbed that you cannot see that there is around the corner God. And not just one disaster after another after another. Would to God that the premillennial dispensationalists were right and we'd all just go flying off at the first sound of a trumpet, and my goodness gracious, who would not want that? But if that is not the case and we have to wait longer, then we shall endure in faith, occupying until he comes. Giving up is not an option. Jesus said it pretty clearly to his disciples. Where else are you going to go? Where is he going to go? His disciples, where else can we go, Jesus? But to you, you have the words of life. There is nowhere else to go but to the Lord. But I'm telling you, God is a God of hope and a God of comfort, and he declares it in his word. So let that comfort from the Holy Spirit, let that kindness from God, let that grace from God, let that mercy from God, let that forgiveness from God wash over you and find life. Even in the midst of darkness, there is a light, and the light of the world is Jesus Christ. That is your solution, okay? All right. According to Romans chapter 15, why should we accept our brothers and sisters in Christ? Because Jesus accepted us. That's why. All right, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903 803-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience.
So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Just a little footnote on that story. I was talking to my son on Sunday, and he said he's going to get a really big tree. And the tree that I got that I was talking about in the story was 17 feet. And so he said, I'm going to get a 12-foot tree. I said, son, I said, get a 17-foot tree. And he said, why? And I said, because then you learn what it is to hack it off piece by piece. He just looked at me. What is wrong with you, Dad? I was dropped on my head. Then I fell on my head, and then I crashed from 11 feet all the way straight down on my head after that. All those things happen. What do you want me to say? You're welcome to reach out to us. 214-210-8483 is the text number. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. And then 214, that's the number you'd call. And then 214-210-8483, that's the number you would text. So here is an interesting trivia question. Okay. What was the eighth commandment? There you go. It's only simpler than that. What was the eighth commandment? So, I mean, it's the eighth, right? It's not a lot of, if you know the answer, 214-210-8483, or you can call in 972-445-0770. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I got two more jokes I want to throw over to Tierra. Three more.
I have unleashed her.
She's just free to do what she wants. Okay, ready for this one? Tell me whether you like it or not. Okay, ready? Why couldn't Jonah trust the ocean? Because he knew there was something fishy about it. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, hold on. What kind of car does Jesus typically drive? Now, this is not the Accord one. This is different. A Chrysler. Oh, okay. Here's the best one. What kind of man was Boaz before he married Ruth? Absolutely ruthless. Oh, you got me on all of them. She's tough. Boy, oh boy. Well, just keep in mind, folks, that we are open Tuesday through Sunday, dark on Mondays. That's comedy, folks. If you don't know what that is, comedy. Okay, never mind. I got nothing for you.
They don't know comedy.
Well, they're listening to this show. That's its own kind of joke all by itself, right? Okay, here we go. This is something that's really important. Eighth commandment, by the way, that's the one that's sitting out there. If you know that, text 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to call in, by the way, to 972-445-0770. Okay? Okay. All righty, here we go. I want to talk to you about the Bible. Now, this is a really kind of a practical teaching, okay? So we know our God is fair and just. So we know that whatever his process is, for those who haven't heard the gospel, that we can count on the quality of God for the end game, because only God makes that final call. And people that don't hear the gospel, we trust that God knows exactly how that's going to work and what's going to happen. You have some people that have said to me in the past, and this has actually happened, so this isn't just a great urban myth or anything like that, but somebody's actually said to me, well, what about those people on the islands that never hear about them? And you know what I said? I said, how much money do you send them? They said none. And I said, so you really care? They don't care about that. It's just a way to get out of their situation and not have to answer the call to Christ. But one thing's for sure, when they stand before the Lord, they won't have an excuse. Okay. And that's the whole thing, is there's no excuse on our end to ignore the commission of Christ or to disobey his commands or to change his declarations, because the message doesn't suit how you and I think would be or should be fair. What you and I think are fair are often not, and often tainted by where you and I are at. Okay? And that's really an important point to understand, is there's a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There are things in our own minds and with our own presuppositions and with our own prejudices and bigotries and all of those things mixed in, and our own viewpoints and our own frames of the world that we interpret stuff through. Only God, who has unlimited knowledge, can really make accurate judgments in the context of he has all the information, so he can make the judgment that's appropriate. So we don't always understand everything that the Lord tells us to do. It's not often that God would say to you and I, sit on your side for 6 months like it did to one of his prophets. It's not often that people would think, go walk straight ahead into that raging water. You'd be thinking, what? I'm not walking in that water. But if they didn't go forward in the water, the sea would not have split, right? So I mean, there's things that we don't get that God does. And here's something that's really important to understand about the Gospels. And I want to say this. I've been wanting to say this for a while. So I want to say it with a lot of clarity, but being careful at the same time. The Gospels do not contradict each other, because the Bible is not a simple history book. This is the problem when people go, well, look, Matthew said it this way and Luke said it this way. That's right. And if you took both of those guys and then went to go see the movie Back to the Future, they would say the hoverboard was more important, and the other guy would say the DeLorean was more important, because that's how they would perceive it. And that's the reality check of the Gospels. That's not that they're contradicting each other, because they're not simple history books noting historical. They are four accounts of four witnesses, or four people that collected the information about a story of redemption, of encountering Jesus Christ. And when you take Matthew and you say he should say the exact same thing as John is, I'll just ask you this question, you can help me out. Who says the exact same thing that you do? You don't even say the same thing you said 10 years ago. Now you say it differently. Does that mean it's a contradiction? No. It means that you have a different perspective and you look at it differently. It's a different process. That book that everybody thinks is so, oh, well, that's just a dumb book, even though there's 7 billion copies, more than any other copy anywhere of any other book, that book is the communication from God to mankind. And the biggest argument we have on this show is, if you believe that God created the universe, you have got to believe that he can write a book. Otherwise, your God is lame. There's no way around that. And when you look at the Gospels are communicating four points of view from the events of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. It's four people approaching an elephant from different sides, east, west, north, and south. And though a couple may have a lot of similarity, they will absolutely not be the same. They can't be. Like witnesses in any event in court, their testimonies are similar, but never exactly the same unless they're falsified. Oh, stop being logical, Dave. Knock that off. Even those approaching, by the way, from an east-west point of view would place the trunk and the rear end in different places. I'm just saying. Keep in mind that the same breath that went into Adam in Genesis 2:7 is the same breath that goes into the Word of God in 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed. And is given, it's by inspiration of God. Well, guess what God did to Adam when he was mud? He breathed into him. The same breath that went into Adam went into the Scriptures. It's the same breath. That's why when sometimes when you read the Bible, there's times where it's like the word breathes on you. You're like, whoa, I get this. This is amazing. And it's life-giving. That's why it says the Word of God is alive. Now, we've talked about this before, and I'll talk about it. I have it on my bumper sticker, and Eric's one of the people that has our bumper sticker, and a few other people have them. And it's like, look, if God can create the universe, he can write a book. And if your God can't write a book, then there's something wrong with your God. I would encourage those that are really into this is apologetics, to read Josh McDowell's More Than a Carpenter, just one of the best books ever. There's more documentation, best books from a human point of view for defense of the gospel and apologetics. There's more documentation for the New Testament than any other book ever. The Iliad has 613 close secondary documents to give it verification. The New Testament has 20,000. You want to compare that? I don't think so. The last thing I want to say before I get off my high horse. It's not that high. It's like a pony. Adam and Eve, Noah, significant evidence, by the way, the world was fully underwater at one point. Jericho, biblical archaeologists recently found the walls flattened in the most unusual way, not to us. Jonah, that a large fish swallowed a man has happened 1,000 times in history. That one survived, that's the miracle. Those things, Adam and Eve, Noah, Jericho, Jonah, the resurrection, which is the core of our belief. None of those are allegorical teachings. Anybody that tells you that doesn't know who Jesus is. Those are the teachings that Jesus spent time giving his disciples so they could understand truth. Jesus cites these as actual events in his own teaching. It's the entire book, not what we choose to use. It's not fanatical to believe in Adam and Eve, by the way, which they were always making fun of people. Oh, you believe in Adam and Eve? Isn't it funny now that geneticists say it all started with one male and one female? They could have read Genesis and probably figured that out a long time ago. You get where I'm going with that? That word is breath. It is not God, but it is God's breath in you. And it will draw you closer to him. Why do you think I'm so passionate about it? It's a big key in your connection and communion with the Lord. Okay? All right. Eighth commandment, don't steal. Don't take it. It's not yours. Get it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people, and have so for the last 5 years, from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here in the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to let you know, you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483 is the text, 972-445-0770 is how you can call in. You are welcome to do so with a prayer request or a praise report. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Kind of a different show today, which I kind of like. I like what I don't want to do in radio for me is I don't want to do the same thing and then have it be kind of like a rut. I like diversity and things that take place that have a uniqueness to them. And that's why I like live radio, because I don't know. Sometimes when I'm doing a teaching, if I feel like the Lord's going to kind of redirect it, it's like I'm just doing the best I can to follow. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And the Lord knows I come before Him on a regular basis and go help. So that, by the way, to me is one of the greatest prayers ever. Jesus, help. I just think that's a great prayer. So if you need it, use it. You're welcome to borrow that from me. I encourage you highly to do so. I want to close out with an Isaiah 41 text. This is a stellar text. I mean, they're all stellar, of course. But these kind of texts really speak to me, and you hear me communicate them a lot on the show because they mean a lot to me, and they're important. So we do have somebody calling in, so we're going to see if they want to share something or see what they want to do. I'm waiting now to see what they'll do. See what happens is Tiara talks to them. She puts them on hold, and then she pushes a button, and it goes ring, 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 ring. And that's how we know what's going on. Then there's other people that call in and go, I want a large pizza with extra cheese and pepperoni. And people that do that all the time. You do the best you can, folks. You do the best you can. Okay, so I guess somebody's calling in. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Brother David, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. What's going on, brother?
I'm just sitting here enjoying the goodness of the Lord.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Are you getting something from the show today?
Yeah, I've been listening off and on. I've kind of been interrupted a couple of times, so I didn't get a chance to listen to everything. But, you always have some good ideas. And like I said, we don't always agree on everything, but we're still brothers, you know. It's the blood that runs through everybody, no color imagined. It's just all one blood. Yeah. And you're sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
That's right. We are blood relatives. We have the same dad. And we drink of the same fountain if you're Christian.
Same spiritual drink.
Exactly. Yeah. And so to me, that tells you everything. In fact, that's one of the things that I'm pushing the PhD for, is to allow me to write it on that it's not doctrinal teachings or even church applications, but that the true unity of the believers is found in the Trinity. It's found in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's if you don't have the same dad, you're not blood relatives, you're not drinking the same fountain, then there's a problem.
Amen,
brother.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. I guess somebody answered your question. I lost. That's where I called in.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead. Was that for the eighth commandment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know. I guess I missed it. Sorry about that.
All right. Give us your answer anyway. Somebody did do it, but give it to us anyway.
Yes, shall not commit adultery?
Nope, that's not the adultery one. It's the one that you can lose your hands for. That's right.
Exactly. I was then playing the two. I said, now, which one is it? Is it steal or is it adultery? I couldn't remember which one. It was weird.
That's the one where you take the pack of gum and then you tell your mom you took a pack of gum from the store, and she takes it back to the store and says, apologize.
Yeah, really. Yeah, don't make a fool of yourself, boy.
That's what happened to me. Well,
hang in there, everybody.
All right, thank
you,
brother.
Everybody.
I appreciate it,
Jerry. Hang in there. Don't give up.
All right, God bless you.
Talk to you, man.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Jerry, just call in and just say hey. Love it. Would you people call and say hey? What's going on? What we're going to do at some point is have people call in and give, like, traffic reports.
That's what we need next.
Yeah, so you need the people to call in and go, I'm on the 30, and there's four cars that are all heading the wrong direction, and everybody, see, that's what we need.
Exactly. Now you'll know whenever, before you leave and get home, you'll know what's best.
That's just the way to do it. All right, so I got to know if I got to take my fake helicopter. I'm still waiting for the Star Trek people to do the transporter. Isaiah 41:10. If you don't have this marked in your Bible, and you're a Bible marker, mark this one. It says this: do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So what I did when we started this is I called this God's glasses for anxiety. Look at what he says. He says, do not fear. All right. And it's amazing. Now, there's a couple of teachings. Oh, there's 365 fear nots. No, there's not. There's actually like 168 fear nots, but there is plenty of references to not be afraid and to not fear, more than one for every day, okay? But that's neither here nor there. Don't freak out at stuff like that. Do not fear, for I am with you. Why should you not be afraid? He tells you why you do not need to be afraid, because he is with you. I guess if you were thinking about this as a wrestling match, it would be you in the wrestling ring, and Hulk would be your wrestling partner. It'd be like, yeah, we're going to win. It's like, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, only this is God. It makes Hulk look like a puny little, ant. And so I'm trying to give you that understanding that, look, you don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid because God is with us. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, don't be afraid, God is with you. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, don't be afraid, I'm with you. In Matthew chapter 1, it's Emmanuel, God is with us. In Matthew 28, God is with us. I am with you wherever you go. Hey, guess what? He's with you. And then he says this, do not anxiously look about you. So I'm a guy that's old enough that I need reading glasses, and I have like 20 pair now. It's like I found a place that has a dollar for reading glasses. Okay, so I got all these reading glasses. Why? Because they help me see right. Because otherwise the letters look like spaghetti. And what he says is, don't anxiously look about you. And if you're looking about you and you do it with anxiety, he's saying, get those anxiety glasses off of you. And then he tells you why. Because I'm God. This isn't a fluke. This isn't rolling dice. This isn't luck. This is God. He goes, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. Three things. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. You don't have to rely on you. I know you count on yourself for a lot of things like I do. I got to get this done. Got to get this done. Got to get this. Got to count on myself. Count on myself. But the Lord's saying, look, do not look at these things with an anxiousness because I am your God. Not these things. Not these circumstances. Not these people. Not this government. Not these situations. I am God. And so we need to have our focus on Him. And I think what's happened is that people have gotten so socialized in the gospel that they've forgotten the gospel. And it's like, look, you cannot see Jesus as a model before you see Jesus as the Lamb. That's the theology that got this country in some trouble. Theologians were like, well, he's a model. He's a model. Follow his model. Follow his model. But before he's a model, he's the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the earth. And we need to see him that way. And he's the one that's protecting us. And he's the one that's guiding us. And he's the one that's helping us. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you. Don't look at stuff with anxiety. For I am your God. That's the reason why. You need a big theological reason? Because God. That's it. There's your reason. There's your big theology for the day. Ready? Because God. Okay. It's two words. Because God. Okay. I will strengthen you, he says. I will help you. I will uphold you. You're not going to get that. It's not that you can't have a good pot roast dinner and enjoy it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that strength, that upholding, that helping comes from him. And you're not talking about somebody that's like second or third or really high up. You're talking about the creator of the universe who sits at the center of the universe. And he's telling you, don't look at stuff anxiously. I'm with you. I'm your God. I will help you. I was like, okay. You can say, okay, or you can say, I don't believe you. But you're going to have to pick one of those two because you don't get to split the difference. You either believe in God and believe God or you don't. How about that? Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.